From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Isabel is moving into Ontario, Canada. The one-time hurricane has lost power, falling below tropical storm strength. Overall, at least 17 deaths are attributed to the storm. In New York, there are still wind warnings and advisories and flood watches in Pennsylvania. To the south, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, where Isabel did her worst, people were outside raking, sweeping, and sawing today. Some have no running water, and 4.5 million people are without power. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from Pocosin, just north of Hampton, Virginia.
In a wide swath of North Carolina and Virginia, food sits thawing in freezers, traffic lights are out, gas pumps aren't pumping, stores and restaurants are locked up. In Virginia, some 1.7 million, a full 80% of Dominion Power's customers, are without service. Dominion spokesman Bill Byrd says his company's crews couldn't get out last night because of the severity of the storm.
But at first light this morning, we started the assessment. We're doing it by helicopter. We're doing it by driving the lines. We're doing it by walking the lines. And at this point, we really can't give you a damage assessment, just to say that we realize it's massive and that this will be a long haul. We are talking days, not hours.
Crews from as far away as Florida and Louisiana have been called in to help restore power. Like many, if not most, people in southeastern Virginia, residents of Pocosin are cleaning up without the benefit of electricity. Pocosin sits on a peninsula jutting out into the Chesapeake Bay, just north of Hampton, Virginia. On one side is the Back River, which Robert Miller says caused the problems for the 2,000 residents of this low-lying town.
Well, the best thing I can tell you is wind started blowing, the tide came in, and when the surge tide came, that put water in the whole yard. This man lives across the street, and you can see his is still piled up right there from the hurricane. That's basically all I can tell you.
Miller, in his mid-60s, stands in his front yard, the sweat dripping from his face, as he and his neighbor work to clear some trees knocked over by Isabel. One, a large pine, fell on his house.
I was over there at the corner because I was watching, and when she did this, and then bubbles come up, I knew water got underneath it then. So I run in the house, told the wife, I should get to the back part of the house, and that's what happened. She made a terrible bang when she come down. But there's some holes in the roof because it's leaking on the beds.
All over Pocosin, people are dragging soggy carpets from their modest homes, raking branches off their lawns, sawing trees, and pondering where to go from here. Many residents left the town in advance of the hurricane. Stacy Furman, her husband, and two children returned this morning to find a disaster.
This is awful. It's terrible.
Do you have insurance?
Nope. Sure don't.
The water got into her house, drenching her carpets, her furniture, her daughter's stuffed toys.
What do you do first?
I don't know. I'm just standing here because I don't know what to do. I really don't. I don't know where to begin.
Today, under bright blue skies, the Back River was calmer, although there was a pretty good chop from a still stiff breeze. Everywhere, small boats are scattered on roads and yards like toys. At the W.R. Forrest Seafood Plant, Walter Forrest hosed down the floor of his crab-picking room, which was covered with mud after the storm, the worst he's seen in 43 years.
It's mud. The tide surge washed it in, and it washed it under the door, and the mud and the sand just comes right into the building through all the cracks and crevices, and it just fills up. The porch out there, nothing but mud on the porch out there. Now we've got to wash all that off. All the coal houses is full of mud. Well, it just comes up from everywhere, yeah.
Forrest employs 12 people in his plant, but there won't be any work for them for a while. He'll lose up to $1,000 worth of crabs he had stored in his refrigerators, unless, he jokes, he can sell them today. Outside, his granddaughter, Laura Hornsby, and grandson, Brian Bunton, can't help but note the contrast in weather over the last 24 hours.
You know, I mean, it's so hard to believe that that much happened last night. Because you wake up today and it's gorgeous outside, and then you ride around and see all this devastation everywhere. That's just what's so hard to fathom, is that it almost felt like a dream until you woke up again and saw
nightmare,
all this.
Not a dream.
Well, nightmare, yeah. That's better.
It will be weeks or months before the nightmare is over for many here. Utility lines are still down everywhere. Businesses on the main highway remain closed, and the cleaning up is just barely underway. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Pocosin, Virginia.